You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. It's 10 minutes past 8 o'clock on this Tuesday, July the 24th. And we will welcome in for the first part of this hour, Lieutenant Governor Barbara Lawton. We're going to talk about her thoughts on ways to combat global warming and how she believes Wisconsin must lead the pack in developing renewable energy. And how she's going to push for a proposal to make lieutenant governor's offices around the nation the place to go for climate change initiatives. And we will welcome your questions for her at 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, in Madison, 263-1890, 263-1890, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Please include your first name and your community with your email. What would you like to see Wisconsin do to combat global warming or climate change? Barbara Lawton is Wisconsin's lieutenant governor, and she's also the treasurer of the National Lieutenant Governors Association and sponsor of a resolution, Energy Independence and Climate Protection. She joins us by telephone. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy.
So you're headed off to this national meeting of lieutenant governors to push for this?
I am, and I'm excited. Actually, we are expecting the highest level participation in the history of the organization this weekend. And this particular resolution that I decided that the National Lieutenant Governors Association has done some wonderful things in passing resolutions and doing work within our own states to move important issues forward. But I don't think we could be characterized as having been bold in the past. And I feel so strongly as we look at the vacuum of leadership at the national level that we are well positioned to provide the kind of leadership that is necessary to move this issue forward at the state level and put forward a resolution that has drawn strong bipartisan sponsorship from my colleagues. In fact, over a third signed on as sponsors before we've even come to discuss it on the floor.
Yeah, what exactly does this resolution call for?
Well, the resolution is it's loosely modeled after, but we designed it to address state leadership. But I think you've been aware that the mayors, cool mayors, passed a resolution. And it establishes the facts of global climate change and the potential that is there for us to remain as states and a nation competitive in an international marketplace. If we respond appropriately and with a great sense of urgency. So it resolves with some very strong goals, like reducing, to meet or surpass the target of reducing global warming pollution levels to 7% below the 1990 levels by 2012 and 60 to 80% below 1990 levels by 2020. It talks about our responsibility in building coalitions that will help us take this challenge of global warming and recast it as an opportunity to create new jobs and strengthen our economies through innovative energy technologies. And resolves to build more regional collaborations between states to reduce emissions and promote shared investment and information exchange about the next generation of renewable energy and conservation strategies and biofuel technologies. And it resolves to use our collective weight in moving Congress along as they have been slow in by our measure, and to promote the increased use of clean alternative energy by advocating development of renewable energy sources and work with the federal government to adopt higher fuel economy standards. You know, that has been a tremendous disappointment where the bill before the Senate now has a goal of reaching 35 miles per gallon by 2020, and that's where the European Union is already today.
So in essence, you're getting together with all your colleagues in the lieutenant governor's offices around the country to kind of put the heat, so to speak,
yes,
on Congress.
Well, it's not only to put the heat on Congress. It's to raise the level of activity. It's a call to action in our own states as well, and it outlines our own responsibility for leadership within our own states and for our collective collaboration across state lines, which is very important. As I said, you know, we aren't seeing the kind of activity that we wish we could. It's a vacuum of leadership at the federal level. And when we look at it, Joy, I mean, last week, Johnson Controls reported that their net income in the last quarter jumped 17%, and that was led by the demand for their building control services that boost energy efficiency and control utility bills. Wisconsin, with what we have in terms of research happening in our academic institutions and what's happening up in Park Falls at the Flambeau River Paper Mill, where they want to be the first pulp mill to go completely to biomass as their source of energy, to also, you know, Johnson Controls, things happening across the state, there's no reason for us not to be a global leader where we recast this challenge as an opportunity to build a sustainable economy and create new jobs,
so what
good
kind
paying
of,
jobs.
What kind of arm twisting would you like to do over the air to our state legislative
leaders? You know,
when it comes to this issue.
And our constituents here, all of us as voters in Wisconsin, need to understand that this is something that we can, this shouldn't be a partisan issue. And we need very much to work with what is sort of the spinal column of our economy, the small and medium and large businesses like Johnson Controls, to say, work with us to figure out what sort of adaptations need to be made at every level to reduce emissions and to reduce them with aggressive goals here. Because if we can do that together, and if we can see how we can develop new areas of industry to help other states do that, we can avoid heavy-handed regulation. Everyone is going to have to live in a carbon-constrained economy. So the governor had put in his budget $30 million for incentives to develop alternative energy sources and new strategies for conservation. Unfortunately, the Assembly removed that from their budget proposal. And it seems to me to be a false economy. If we don't make these investments and find the way to provide incentives, we will indeed suffer, and businesses will suffer, and our economy will suffer if we don't get out in front.
Let me remind listeners that we are talking with Lieutenant Governor Barbara Lawton, Lieutenant Governor of the state of Wisconsin. She's telling us about her initiative to get Lieutenant Governors across the nation to sign on to a resolution that calls for energy independence and climate protection, to push Congress to pass anti-global warming measures, and to work within our own states to do the same thing. Lieutenant Governor Lawton saying Wisconsin can and must lead the pack in developing renewable energy. We welcome your thoughts and questions for her at 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. We only have the Lieutenant Governor with us for another 10 or so minutes. And then after 8:30, we will be welcoming in U.S. Representative Gwen Moore, a Democrat from Wisconsin's 4th Congressional District, for our ongoing series with our U.S. representatives. That is after 8:30. To the phones we go. Our first caller is Jeffrey in Monona. Hi, Jeffrey. You're on the air.
Hi. How are you guys doing this morning?
Very well. Thank you.
Excellent. Well, Lieutenant Governor, I've been following your career for some time, and I am just really impressed with the efforts that you and your staff have gone through to try to kind of just bring sort of some of those changes, like things to global warming. I think that most importantly what you're doing, and you had kind of noted that before, is that you're educating people about the issue. And the younger that people are educated about the issue, the more of an impact they're going to be able to have on the future legislators that are going to be motivated to help institute some of those changes that we're talking about today. So, you know, I just wanted to say overall that I think that what you're doing is a great job. And more importantly, towards the issue, I think that if you're able to try to get some of your other colleagues who I think traditionally and sometimes typically do not necessarily get that call for power as some lieutenant governors do. You're really able to do something nationally that is going to really be able to take off at the ground level. So there's sort of kind of that little strange parallel between a national effort for a grassroots movement. So I think that what you're doing is just fantastic.
Well, thank you, Jeffrey. The lieutenant governors have a unique position in that unless some of us, if you're acting governor, you may be in a moment where you sign a bill, but Jeff, generally you don't. And we are not on the floor of the legislature able to debate them, but you're right. We can educate the public and we can convene people to negotiate and put forward better legislation, and we can somehow, I think, more easily stay out of the partisan fray, you know, the inflammatory rhetoric that has become a too oft used strategy in the legislature. And let me explain one thing what I mean. I mean, I have co-sponsors on this bill from the lieutenant governors of New York and California to the Republican in Wyoming and in Connecticut. And I will have a co-sponsor once we get to the floor and are able to make a minor amendment of the lieutenant governor of Florida. Again, a long Republican-held state, but they want to provide leadership as well. And he called me and he said, let me tell you, I have learned that if I just adjust a few words here, I can get and enjoy the support of my Republican colleagues under the dome, and we can move this forward at a much faster speed. And so that's part of what we are able to do as well. It's not, we try to remove that partisan charge and put it in the shared agenda category and really get to work.
We have to take a short pause. Jeffrey, thank you for the call. We're talking with Barbara Lawton, Wisconsin's lieutenant governor, who will introduce a proposal to make lieutenant governor's offices around the nation the place to go or the place to be to push for climate change initiatives. She's going to call for a vote on this resolution that she is the sponsor of when lieutenant governors around the country meet over the next few days. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. You're listening to the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine. Good to have you with us, and I hope you stay tuned. Kathleen Dunn will be talking about the first official debate for the Democratic presidential candidates that was conducted with an internet twist, including questions from YouTube. Here's one of the questions, by the way, that was posed by a snowman.
Hello, Democratic candidates. I've been growing concerned that global warming, the single most important issue to the snowmen of this country, is being neglected. As president, what will you do to ensure that my son will live a full and happy life? Thank you.
All right. Silly question, serious issue. Did you happen to catch that debate, Lieutenant Governor Lawton?
Oh, I am so disappointed to tell you that I didn't. I was in a full and long schedule yesterday.
I'm sure you did. But you want that snowman to not melt too, right? I mean, why are you taking on this issue at this time?
I'm taking on this issue at this time because there is, I feel a great sense of urgency along with the 600 scientists from 40 different countries who issued that report in February that said we simply must act quickly and dramatically if we're going to reverse this trend of global warming. And if my grandchildren are going to have an earth on which to live, really, and I mean, it's a... When I think of my responsibility as lieutenant governor in this administration with Governor Doyle, we must move quickly, as I said, if we're going to position our state and this economy to do well under the shifting terms of a carbon-constrained economy. And we want to come to that, to those changes that are going to have to be made, including everybody in the conversation. And you know the consensus takes time. I mean, one has to provide strong goals from the top, and I believe that that's what the governor has done and what I am doing with the Lieutenant Governors Association resolution, that we have to shoot high. And then we can lead people to see, and how will we meet those in a way that can not feel like we're shutting down work or making this a burden on businesses, but rather opening up opportunities for businesses to expand, develop new products that will make them global leaders in helping other people adapt.
Mm-hmm. Tom in Viroqua is with us now. Hi, Tom. You're on the air.
Yes, good morning. Thank you, Lieutenant Governor, for your leadership on this. Certainly one thing, probably the most important thing we could do as a state would be to refund and restaff the Public Service Commission so that they have the resources to really follow through on the intentions of the energy bill that was passed last year. As it is now, the decisions on how these the public benefits programs in particular are being administered is being left up to utilities, and many of the electric utilities are pulling back from doing anything to save energy in terms of propane or oil or natural gas, you know, if they're only an electric utility, and the whole program is really not going to be able to meet the goals of overall energy efficiency in the state until we can get a public service commission that really demands that we have a comprehensive, long-range look at our energy outlook.
Yeah, what do you think of that, Lieutenant Governor Lawton?
Well, I think that he points to an even larger issue than that, in that as we set goals for our state and understand how critical this is to us in every aspect of every function in our state, whether we're talking about the Public Utility Commission or the DNR or the Department of Commerce or anybody in this state, we need to now, I look at the at their long-term energy plan, for instance, and reconsider it in terms of the goals that we are setting. We've acknowledged in the last 2 years since that long-term plan was established, changing priorities. We have to assess our energy needs and how we're going to do it and meet reduced carbon emissions, because we must and because we're setting those goals. So he's right. We need to reassess there and across the board what we're doing and how we make it conform to this overriding goal for our state.
And Ron in Superior is with us now. Hi, Ron.
Hi.
Yes, go ahead.
Barb, I'm a person who's enjoyed following your career, and I think I know you a little bit too. And one of the things that strikes me is that you're a sincere person. You don't do things for grandstanding purposes. And it occurs to me there are two big issues here in this proposal. Number one, the constitutional character, the legal character of elected officials and lieutenants governor across the states vary. They're not identical mm-hmm. in terms of role or function or power or position. And secondly, the states have policies. A state that concentrates on the thrilling idea of growing more corn or digging more mm-hmm. coal might not see things in the same terms as other states. What can this do to create a common ground for the 50 diverse states?
Thank you, Ron. You're right. We all have a different role in many, all 50 states, and I think five, like American Samoa, all have a different unique role. But we also share a common responsibility. And so where, for instance, in Michigan, they have traditionally and still have not weaned themselves from the auto industry really driving so much of their public policy. The lieutenant governor, who's a Democrat from Michigan, because there's language in here about reducing or adapting higher fuel economy standards for automobiles and trucks, may not have been able to be a sponsor of the resolution, but I'm convinced will vote for it. As I said, the lieutenant governor from California was on immediately. His Republican governor, he's a Democrat, and the Republican governor of California has been out front in setting very high standards and goals and public policy for their state, which is being copied, the highest form of flattery, in other states across the nation. In Florida, they're vulnerable. I mean, they can add it up. They're surrounded by water, and these global climate changes will have a they will be one of the first to really feel the impact of it. And so everybody has maybe something slightly different. What we are able to do in putting this resolution forward in the National Lieutenant Governors Association is to anticipate congressional debates, only be able to do it in a far less charged and less lobbied and less money confusing the conversation in very straightforward, honest debate. And it's an opportunity I couldn't turn away from, because I think that we indeed can define the terms of the debate for Congress by doing it in this setting.
Yeah. One last call. Catherine in Milwaukee, hi.
Yes, good morning. I'd like to thank the Lieutenant Governor and her leadership in this issue. My main point today is really that buildings account for over a third of the greenhouse emissions, as I know she knows that. And there's a fabulous building that was just built, the Aldo Leopold Legacy Center in outside of Baraboo, and that is a net zero emissions building, which means that the energy that they use in a day is offset by the amount of renewable energy that they have on their building. So that said, I want to say that the Wisconsin Green Building Alliance is having our fourth annual conference on the issue of green buildings and how they contribute to our environment, and that will be in Madison in September, and we invite you to be there.
Oh, thank you. And you know what? You point to another important thing that I wish we were seeing in this budget, and that is our school districts, which have been buckling at the knees under the heavy weight of revenue caps with increased energy costs. If we could help both provide incentives and relief from the caps for the work that they do to become more energy efficient, that's an awful lot of buildings across this state, and it would make a tremendous difference both in the cost to taxpayers to heat and cool those buildings, but and also in the emissions in our state. These are, you know, things that sound small in the beginning and can have a tremendous impact.
Yeah. So, Lieutenant Governor Lawton, the conference is when? It's this week?
I'm on my way this morning.
All right. And when you come back, you're going to start pushing or twisting some arms in the legislature some more?
You bet. And I invite voters and listeners across the state to be part of that effort and to write in and let me know, because I'd like you to join the team and be an active part of putting Wisconsin at the lead. And in so doing, building the strongest economy with new jobs that is sustainable in our nation.
Yeah. What is it in the state budget that was taken out by the Assembly that you want put back in?
$30 million in incentives for development of renewable energy sources and strategies for conservation.
Yeah, and you're hopeful that a compromise will be worked out, that will go back in?
Well, as I said, it's a false economy to take that out. We need to make that investment and do this if we're going to help the businesses that fuel our economy in this state make the adaptations that they must.
Yeah. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you.
Lieutenant Governor Barbara Lawton talking to us about her resolution that she will be calling for a vote on at the National Lieutenant Governors Association meeting this week. It's on energy independence and climate protection. She wants lieutenant governors' offices around the nation to push for, lobby for climate change initiatives.